Sup, dudes? How's it going out there?
Hi, Pippa.
It's the Seth the Colby Show, or it's Seth the Colby, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I turned
We're
off the
doing,
names.
Doing things and stuff.
Did you make our three-hour-long video?
No, I'm not gonna, because I like your style better.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
I like
Once they go away,
better.
I'm turning them off permanently.
That's fine. Well, that's stupid.
Gone.
You're dumb.
They're gone now.
Now nobody, that's on you.
It's on the to-do list.
That's on you.
Level zero, critical, man.
Critical? Well, it's been a week.
You know, I was...
been a full 4 days.
You know, I was going to tell you something. I'm not going to tell you it because I think it would make your life easier, and I don't want to make your life easier, so I'm not going to say it.
What?
No, I'm not going to say it. It's one of those things that if I did it this once, then you would be like, why can't you just do that every time? And then you wouldn't do anything, and then I would have to do more stuff, and I already do too much, so I'm not going
to
tell you.
All you have to do...
Now you're trying to figure out the easy way around it, aren't you?
Well, yeah, you just have to make like you said every 15 minutes?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, you just take that video I made, add 15 minutes of blank space to the end of it, and then just have the video loop.
I mean, yeah, you could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do that. Just do that.
Okay.
All right. My way is even easier.
What's that?
But your way is easier than the 3-hour
I
want to
know
version.
Now.
No, you don't get to know.
Why not?
I'll tell you once you do
it. Nah, that's bullshit. That's bullshit.
Why?
I want to know.
No, you don't get
you
to know.
Because
then you'll just be like, you do that then.
It's not that hard for me to add 15 minutes to the end of the video.
Yeah, I know, but this is even easier.
I just want to know. Give it to me, you torturous bitch. I want to know.
Torture might be a little extreme.
No, this is what you call torture.
This is literal torture for you?
Oh, I have to sit here now not knowing what you have to say.
What's up, Ball and Hobo? How are you doing, man? And Menace, how are you as well? I want to tell you, but I also want to watch you just suffer. I'm
over it now.
Oh, you're over it? No, that's against terms of service, I'm pretty sure. Shoot me on stream. You know that gun I had when I was a kid?
Really?
Like, that thing is over 20 years
that
old.
The clicker still works,
and
then?
The rubber band inside it still works. Isn't that incredible?
That is really crazy.
Like, that is...
Apparently not played with it enough, then, because I broke several of those.
No, I've already
gotten distracted, by the way.
we're 2 minutes into the show right now.
Oh, I didn't pull it back enough.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm sorry that you're...
I'm weak.
I need to hide the toys.
Yeah, I mean, you sit me right next to them. I couldn't run that shit, though.
Well, this is really easy, honestly. You just...
Nope.
You hit one button and you talk, basically. It's not that difficult, so...
Nope. Your job, not doing it.
I mean, I'm literally...
I'm already making a 15-minute clip, so, you know, I'm doing too
much.
Oh,
I thought you were over it, though.
I'm doing too much, though.
I thought you were over it.
I'm over it.
Are you over it?
But that's... I'm just saying I'm doing too much.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I don't think you're doing too much. You're not done yet. You still got to do all the lower thirds for the end of the video, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's on the to-do
fucking
list.
Fucking busy, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How you been, man?
Been busy as
shit. I haven't talked to you, like, at all. I'm assuming because you've been busy.
Yes.
It's been one of those weeks where I message Colby every day, and then I never hear from him. And then eventually I send him 6 messages in a row that just consolidates the last several days of my messages, and then he's like, busy. And then that's all I hear.
That's basically it.
Yeah. So, like, have you been actually busy, or is, like, a new season of Gotham out or something?
At work, I've been busy.
Okay.
At home, I leave my phone.
Okay. Well, you never know, man.
Somewhere. And just
I mean, that's fine.
Out.
I mean, I work, you know, after hours, but I don't expect you to.
No, I'm definitely not.
It's no big deal. Yeah. It's fine.
I already have a day job.
Yeah.
This is your day job.
Yeah, but my day job is also a night job.
Nah.
Yeah,
when?
I'm sitting right here. Right now, it's night.
Well, this is technically you don't have to work. You don't have to start your day until like noon.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You don't even know when I go live. What kind of friend are you? You chopped
no,
an hour off my stream
sorry,
time.
Sorry, you don't even have to go live until 1 is what I meant. You can
now it's 1.
Yeah, take your day back a little bit on these days so you work 8-hour shifts.
The point is not I need to work less to match you. The point is you need to work more to match me.
Because I'm not accepting that point. That's not possible.
Would this be considered my second job? Yeah, but I wouldn't consider this to be broadcasting. I consider it to be babysitting.
Whoa!
Oh!
I'm on fire. I just got burned.
I burned so hard.
Oh, man. How do I even continue?
So what I'd do is I would take the video and put it in a web page that just loops every 15 minutes. It would take,
why even tell me?
It would take 6 seconds for me to build that. But you already said you were going to do it, so.
But doesn't yours save memory power?
No, it doesn't. Oh, okay. No, it's literally going to be the same, man. What do you guys do for work? I do this.
Alabama.
Colby watches Gotham. You don't watch Gotham, actually, do you? Do you watch Gotham?
I just started it.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm. It's actually not bad. I thought it was part of the CW crap.
No.
It's actually Fox.
Yeah.
And it's...
Isn't it separate
it's
completely?
It's got a better tone than...
Tone? He's in it?
Yeah.
He wishes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got a better tone than the Arrow Flash kind of...
It's hard to have a worse tone than the one we know.
Yeah, that's true.
Rin can't watch because we only have 720p and his internet's too trash. Imagine living in a world where you can't watch Twitch.
Wow, I live there now.
Well... I mean, he could listen to the audio version.
Well, technically, I could watch Twitch.
Well, you can't. You just don't have time, or you choose not to.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. We actually are going to talk about Ren here later in the show.
Multiple times, I've been asked by Pinella, like, do you watch Twitch? Do you watch any Twitch? I'm like, no.
No, that's fine.
No.
I don't think you need to watch Twitch.
I don't
Twitch.
Know anything other than Z-Swigs on Twitch.
That's fine. Well, you should know Seth and Colby.
You should feel special.
You know,
no, what is this?
Okay, I mean, that's fine, too, actually. That's fine. I mean, you are subbed me. You haven't come and re-upped your sub in a while.
It's been re-upped.
Well, I know you're paying for it, but you haven't said it yet.
Yeah,
you know?
No, I'm waiting.
Well, for what?
I don't know. Like, two of them? Bam, bam. Three of them? Bam,
if
bam,
if you
bam.
Miss one, it goes,
what?
It just re-upped.
That is some bullshit.
I know.
Well, I gotta
stupid?
Check in, then. And
I do feel like, remember that time Zero Cool gave us $20, but he didn't $5 increments to successfully give me a heart attack? Like, I wish you could do that with subs.
Right?
Like, just save up 9 months with them and then just do nine resubs in
that
a row.
That should
man.
Be the best.
Yeah, that's not how
you've
it works.
You've paid
though.
For 9 months of subscription.
You should,
get to
yeah.
troll that for that little segment.
I agree. I agree, man.
Twitch
but
is dumb.
You just can't do it.
Twitch is dumb.
Twitch needs to update their stuff to make it more annoying for streamers. You heard it here first.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so Colby, do you want to explain what you do for a day job?
I watch TV. Professional TV viewer.
He's a critic.
I review TV shows with it's bad or it's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's my.
It's always it's bad.
It's my depth. Yeah. What?
Except Game of Thrones.
What?
It's Always Sunny.
I'm watching Sherlock now.
Oh, dude, that's a great show until the end.
Uh-oh.
What episode are you on?
We're on like two.
The show gets too smart for its own good.
Oh, I like that.
No,
yeah.
You like it now.
Give it to me.
You like it now.
Yeah.
Later on, like in the last few episodes, because they do like three a year or whatever, like there's only like seven
right.
total episodes.
Yeah.
Like the last couple episodes, everything that you see makes no sense, and then they do a 3-minute montage at the end. It's like, this is what really happened.
Already, I don't understand the show. I like it when he makes fun of people for being dumb.
It's going to be hard for you because it was hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't honestly know what happened in the last few episodes.
Can you do audio only on Twitch?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, audio only, man. That's all the podcast is, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You
can do audio only. You can also do chat only. I do a lot of chat only, like when I watch on my TV, I put it on chat only because it's hard to, like, chat on the PlayStation, you know? Or on the Google with the remote.
Yep.
Yeah. So I do a lot of chat only, but... Audio works great, you know?
Can't you be viewing it on your TV and then have your chat on your phone and that way you can
That's
go
That's what
faster?
I said, isn't it?
No.
That's what I said, right? Min is cheered. 10. I hope Taylor's around yet. She doesn't usually show up on Thursdays, I don't think. Thursdays are hard for her. But now you're the big D. You're the big D for this week, Menace. Congratulations. Congratulations. Yeah, I feel bad that you never told Ball and Hobo what you do. Like,
I am a... Jester.
There's two
court
words
jester.
You just need to say. One starts with a D, and the other one starts with a G.
I was going to say not in that order, though.
No, not in that order. Got to keep it spicy.
I'm GD. I'm...
Gopher.
Gopher doctor.
Doctor.
I only specifically operate on gophers.
Wait, this is a woodchuck! Get this out of here! I won't be fooled! Hilarious. You gotta tell him?
I'm a graphic designer.
There you go. There you go. He designs graphics.
I do that.
Yeah.
For a living.
But he also, for the record, is a gopher doctor. As well.
Also.
If you do have gopher problems,
send them to me. I will fix them right up.
He answers the phone and he goes, Gopher Colby.
Gopher Colby.
Get it?
Oh my god.
God, I'm on fire tonight, dude.
That was terrible. That was the worst. You should be shamed for that joke.
That was one of the best jokes I've ever told, dude.
I know, and it was bad.
It was one of the best ones I've ever worst. Told.
It was the best,
oh
worst
my
one
God,
you've ever
dude.
Told.
It's
yes.
so funny. Oh. Mm. All right, well, anyway, what were we talking about? How do we even get on that subject?
Gopher Doctor.
How have we already filled 10 minutes with literal nonsense?
Busy week
yeah.
for me. That's how we got there. Yeah.
Is it going to be less busy next week?
No.
Because I need my my intro.
Yeah, that's not going
to
happen.
It needs to happen.
It's not going
to
happen.
It's got to happen.
It's not going to happen.
I'm gonna sit you down and make you work on it on Saturday.
Are you going to sit me down?
I'm going
to
sit you
down. How are you going to get to me?
You're coming over Saturday.
When am I doing that?
On Saturday.
Oh, that is right,
yeah,
I am.
Yeah,
so we're not going to have a fun night at all. You're going to make me work.
No, two of us will have a fun night. Mm. Two of us will be working. Guess which two will be having fun?
I don't know.
It's the girls.
Oh, yeah?
You're going to work.
What are you going to do?
I'll sit there and work with you.
That doesn't make any sense.
Why? I mean,
because you're just a managing person at that point.
Well, yeah, but I feel like it's not fair for me to sit you down, make you work, and then go have fun.
I mean, I understand that that's a better outcome than just me sitting there, but no.
Yeah, well, that's because you know me well enough to know that fun and doing not fun is the same thing to me.
Yeah. Just let's go outside and, you know, flip some tires. That's fun, right?
If I go flip tires, will you finish my intro on Saturday?
Mm.
That's what I thought.
So. No. Thing. You gotta, like, rob a bank, and then I'll finish it on Saturday.
Rob a bank? Oh, you making me pay you?
Well,
making
yeah.
Making me pay?
Yeah, sure.
ToxPod. Thanks for the follow, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man. Tox Podcast? Is that what it is? It's ToxPod?
I got a quarter for you.
It's not enough.
Nope,
I'm gonna need, like, 5 billion of them.
You just said pay? You didn't ever specify how much.
10 billion of them? Is that 25? I don't know. I'm bad at math. I don't need your damn quarter, you sack of poop. Hurry up. Thanks a lot, Kevin Smith. What? I'm very confused. Do you have a problem with Kevin Smith, or is it... Oh, there is an AL in there.
So, I couldn't find a quarter, but I do have a nickel for you.
That's even worse.
So, here you go.
I need 10
You have accepted
of those.
The payment. That's it. Threatened to spoil Game of Thrones, but he already knows everything. I would have to do the next one. There, see? Menace gave you a quarter. Look at that. Perfect.
Take my quarter.
Boom. 35 cents from Menace. There you go. Now, Chaos made us do a podcast. What's happening?
I don't have a clue.
Kevin Smith made you do a podcast? How'd that happen? What do you mean? How did Kevin Smith make you do a podcast? Gunpoint? Did he give you a nickel? I bet he gave him a nickel, and then he's
fucking
like...
Fucking do the podcast or else!
I know that Kevin Smith is known for holding people at gunpoint and forcing him to do things.
Yes.
So, that does make sense.
Mm-hmm.
That does make sense. Yeah.
Well, then you're a big deal. He gave us 25 cents.
Yeah, he gave him a quarter. He said, yeah.
That's funny.
I made that joke 20 seconds ago.
What? Where?
Did he give you a quarter?
Well, you're not funny. He is. He probably didn't hear you, just like I didn't. You're a bad host.
I hate you.
You're
a bad host.
You're not loud enough.
You don't listen to the other host.
Well, yeah, you don't speak loud enough.
I don't speak loud enough.
No. Your mic's too quiet.
I have never in my life been told... even sipped cranberry. I've never been told that I'm quiet. How dare you?
I love that fish.
Wow. Wow, that is a very obscure reference to Entourage that I just kind of slid into and then
never
slid out.
Sipped cranberry juice. I'm going
to
eat you
so
alive.
We got this to our P.O. box. Speaking of Ren.
Oh, yeah.
It's a postcard. It says, elect Bigfoot... President of the United States.
Please spread the word.
Yeah.
This is important.
Uh-huh.
And then he put our hog emote.
Yeah,
code.
He put the hog emote, so. I guess... I feel like we shouldn't set a precedent.
I'm curious as to where he got it.
of propagandizing whatever people send to our P.O. box, like, whatever, like, do we really want to endorse Bigfoot for president? I mean, granted, it can't be worse, but shouldn't we focus on someone maybe that would show up for the job?
Yeah, like, that isn't unknown to humanity.
How is America going to be respected if the person that shows up doesn't even wear shoes to the meeting?
We're to be feared.
Well,
because he will rip your head off.
That's true. If you ever say no to him, he could just off with your head.
Unless you give him some jerky, then he's fine.
I'm with Menace, though. Yeti is better. I liked your jerky joke, by the way.
Yeti?
Yeah, I like that one.
A Yeti.
Yeti's
so you like a snow monster better than a forest monster?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Snow monsters have to endure the elements that come with being in a blizzard.
I'd rather be frozen to death in a blizzard than die in a forest from animals.
Well, I didn't realize that dying.
Poison.
I thought we were discussing the qualifications.
They're both deadly creatures.
Well, yeah.
We're gonna die if we encounter them. That is my whole point. How do you not follow that?
My point, we're not talking about us encountering them. We're not ever gonna meet the president. We're talking about...
You don't
about
know that.
Which person
Trump
we're
was
endorsing.
Here in Wichita. We could have met him.
He was not.
He was, too. Not recently, last year for his election. Wait, 2 years
Are
ago?
Sure.
Yeah, he came to Wichita.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. Don Jr. was just here not too long ago,
well,
but
he's probably in
the
unemployment line.
He is fucking counsel to the president, man.
Donald Trump, Wichita. I'm going to Google this. I don't believe you.
Donald Trump has to Wichita? What? What?
They're all going to be related to Koch brothers, dude. Yeah, there's Donald Trump Jr.
It might be too old, man.
Too old? Yeah, the internet just deletes old
things. All of this is new news, idiot. It's all 2018.
Here's the Trump rally in Wichita right here.
Bam. Suck it.
Yeah, but this is a rally. It doesn't mean he's there.
He's there.
I'm waiting to...
Look at him.
All right.
Okay. Look at him.
All right, you're right. Okay?
He definitely came here.
You were right.
I recall because I was like, I should go to that.
You should have went. That would have been hilarious.
I would have saw the President of the United States.
You would have. And Donald Trump at the same time.
And both.
Yeah. Would have been great, dude. But anyway, I don't feel like we should endorse Bigfoot just because we got sent a postcard.
I mean,
do we have any issues with Bigfoot being the president?
Has he got, like, Cubans in his pocket?
I mean, he's got Cuban cigars in his pocket. Can you show that to the camera? Like, just hold it up real close so it, like, focuses.
He's got a ring and glasses. He looks very pristine.
Yeah, see, look at that. See?
Very collected.
Like, that's a very put-together Bigfoot. Yeah. I mean, he's obviously trying to get the
job
himself.
Got an American tie, American pin.
Right. Like, he's obviously trying to get the job.
Bigfoot will host the show for the rest of the time.
No, he's out of
fun.
See, Ren says he'd make a fine president, but Ren's the one who sent it to him.
President me be. I will be president.
Oh, he doesn't speak proper English?
Oh, caveman me is. I'm back in forest time. You're lucky I know this much English.
I mean, that's another strike against him being president, in my opinion. But
what, he didn't know English?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's a problem. We've never had a non-English-speaking president, so it works out.
Yeah, and
first of everything.
Says,
first somewhat mammal.
Says this card approved by the committee to elect Bigfoot president. Hmm. Oh, there's also a stump speech up top. Bigfoot stands on a platform capable of supporting all of his 732 pounds. He can easily fill the shoe of any two former presidents. Bigfoot also has well-documented track record. You get it? Track record because he leaves tracks.
Getcha.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as good as my Gopher Colby, but that's a pretty good pun. I like it. But yeah, if you guys want to send us other propaganda, the P.O. Box is P.O. Box 75648, Wichita, Kansas 67275. If you ever want to send us some mail, it's actually on the screen. And I think one more frame?
No, it's the green one.
It's green?
It's the green one.
That's random. Oh, okay, that's fine. I'm out.
It's right in the middle.
I don't really care where it's at.
You better not because it's right in the middle. We got like three more fucking transitions. Gah!
Okay, calm down, man.
Gah, man, you got me hyped with the Bigfoot.
Really? It's Bigfoot now. Bigfoot 2020 for Colby. That's 2022. Is that when the next election is? 2020.
2020.
Yeah, 2020, right?
Yeah, man, we're halfway there.
Dude, we're almost done.
Yeah.
Dude, we're fine.
Yeah, we're not going to die.
Yeah, it's fine. Remember when everyone thought we were going to die?
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing going to happen. Just drop my pen. You drop my nickel.
That was not important.
So he's propped up by Cuba instead of Russia. Yeah, that's right, because that's the cigars. See?
Mm.
He's also got to sell his stake in the forest in order to, you know, because otherwise...
More deforestation? What are you doing?
No, I feel like he would do less deforestation.
All right, oh.
Because they're destroying his home.
You just said he sold it.
No, he's got to get rid of his stake in the forest, so then he could go out there and save it that without any type of bias.
Nope.
Because he's not making any money off the saving of the forest, so he's got to like move his home to Fort Lauderdale or wherever in the first place.
Where are you going with this?
I don't know. I'm just trying to be presidential.
Yeah, you're not.
Okay,
you're
well,
failing hard.
You talk about something.
Mushrooms. They're in the forest.
At least he didn't say tulips. So yeah.
Yeah, we're switching up, man. I'm a mushroom.
Vice President Smokey the Bear.
They both live in the forest.
Okay. Both trying to save it, yeah. I'd vote for a Bigfoot Smokey the Bear ticket.
Oh, yeah?
Who would the cabinet be in this theoretical?
Tooth Fairy.
Why? Because are we doing mythical people?
Sure.
Pegasus.
No.
Why?
That doesn't exist.
See, we were supposed to go around the table and continually name mythical creatures until one of us ran out.
Fucking troll.
Goblin.
Direwolf.
Giant.
Giant?
Yeah, giant.
Giants actually exist.
Ent.
Ent?
And a giant tree, an ent.
A dragon? What are we doing?
Woman who appreciates a man for his personality alone.
Those are rare creatures.
Man, bear, pig. He's the Secretary of Homeland Security.
Loch Ness?
You already won, okay?
How?
I'm out. I ran out of mythical creatures. Santa Claus.
I said troll. Cave troll?
Rock troll, then. I mean, if we're going to go down.
Tree
troll.
Oh, I'm
just going to start naming
Lava
Witcher creatures.
Lava troll.
That's easy. Leshen.
Those don't exist.
Griffin.
What are those?
Leshens?
Yeah.
They're like half tree. I've got a lot of tree things in my mind tonight.
Trees.
A lot of tree things in my mind. You know, they got antlers on them. But they're trees. The trees with antlers. It's a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Google it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You're next.
What, me?
Yeah, quit stalling.
I had three.
Griffin.
Fucking octopi.
What's an octopi?
Multiple octopuses put together.
Taped up. Oh, my God, dude.
I don't know what this is.
Oh, hey, today, so I had a weird encounter. And so I'm going to tell you this story. And one of two things is going to happen. You're either going to bring me back down to earth with your negativity,
okay,
which is what I expect to happen.
That's all. You can guarantee that.
Or there's also the wild card that you would mock the second party in this story,
okay,
for their positivity.
I don't understand what's about.
Okay, you'll understand it.
Okay.
Chat will know, too. They can keep a record.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and there's also the very, very minute chance, like, 0.0 to the 10th power 1% chance that you will also maybe feel a glimmer of humanity as I tell you this story.
That's dead.
Okay. So today, I'm in here working.
Mm.
You know when your apartment people come and they spray for pests?
Yes.
You know, they like you're never at home because you actually go to work, but
yes.
Like I work here.
I see them on my camera.
Right. At like 8:30 today, Bugman came.
Bugman.
I was in here working, hear him knock on the door, he's like that, hear him knock, get up, go to the door, he's like, hey man, you know, he looks like a nice guy, he's kind of got the James Franco going, okay, kind of like shaggier hair with like the mustache and the goatee, it would be like you if you cared at all about your actual face.
What does that even mean?
Oh no, that was just mean for no reason.
What does that even mean?
Oh no, no, no.
I mean, you're correct in all aspects, but what does that even mean?
So, you know, he's like, just imagine James Franco, but like more weed.
Okay.
Okay, that's kind of what he was like. Really, but he's just normal. He's just a bug dude. Okay. Comes in and like my house layout is like you walk into the living room, and then for me to get into this place, you like walk through the dining room in a little hallway. And there's a bathroom, and then I'm across from the bathroom. Did that make sense?
No.
Okay.
You should upload a schematic.
I'm not uploading a blueprint of my apartment to the internet, okay? But anyway, so I come back in here, and he's just talking. He's like, hey, man, I got to spray all the water sources, so I'm going to be spraying your kitchen, both your bathrooms, and I'll be getting out of your hair. And I'm like, cool, dude, just let me know if you need anything. And I come back in here, and I sit down.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, what you doing today? How's it going? And I go, not much, just working. He goes, what you do?
Mm-hmm.
And like, which is, that's, first of all, that's weird. You don't know this because you don't ever really see the maintenance people, but they don't talk to you.
No.
Okay? Like, they get in, they get out.
I've been there once when the dude
did they talk to you at all?
No.
No, they say the bare minimum. They're like, spray for bugs, and then they leave. That's it, okay? And I go, I'm building, just working. He's like, what you do? And I go, build websites, because I'm not going to tell people I'm a Twitch streamer, because this guy, in retrospect, could have told him. He would have got it.
Probably.
90% of the time, if you tell people you're a content creator, they look at you like you just you tell them that you're trying to crack the Higgs boson. Like, no one knows what you're saying, okay? Mm-hmm. So I said, I make websites. And he goes, oh, cool, man! And then he walks in here, and he stands right in the doorway, right here.
Okay.
Holding his bug juice and a sprayer. And he's like, what kind of websites you make? Now, you gotta understand, my layout, it looks like the Enterprise in here. I got a big monitor right in front of me. I got this monitor right here. I got this monitor up top. I got a TV up here. I got this camera over here. Like, there's either I'm lying or I'm shooting porn. Like, there's only two things that are going to happen in this bedroom right now. Okay? There's a child's bed behind me. Like, I can see red flags going off if you have no context.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So he comes in here and he's like, well, what kind of websites you make? And so then I had to, like, what was happening is I was making graphics for the upcoming months. So I was literally making a card for Spyro Reignited Trilogy. He's going to play it in November on stream. So I was making a card that said the date for my starting soon screen and advertise what game. I'm just working in advance here. Okay. So there's 1,000 pictures of Spyro the Dragon. Massive on this screen right here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On this screen, my TV, I've got Mindhunter, the Netflix show about serial killers. It is a fantastic show. Just finished it today.
New season or
no?
Same
the last one. Season. Okay. I'm catching up.
Wait, there's two or one?
One.
Okay. Right.
One season. The second one's coming out soon. But good. I hadn't finished it, so I was watching that. So serial killer TV show over here.
Yep.
Spyro the Dragon stuff over here. Camera, child's bed. Just making sure everyone is keeping up with what's going
checklist.
On.
Checklist.
Okay. Hey, up checklist. Here, I don't remember what was on this. Oh, my calendar was up here on this screen.
Okay.
Okay. So I told him I'm working on websites. There is code, and I thought about putting my code on a screen so he would be like, okay, he actually is coding, okay? But I'm like, it's too late now. He's seen everything. He's gonna,
also, fuck it, man. He's
gonna
a
know,
bug dude.
He's going to know if I lean in here and click a button, you know? He's going to know that, okay? So he's in here. So what kind of websites you make, man? And he's very nice. Mm-hmm. Like, he's genuinely interested in my life. And I go, oh, I make websites for all type of people. Now, keep in mind, all the stream people know, I don't make websites. I don't do new business. I do the bare minimum amount of work because I literally, like, today, I worked from 7:30 to 11:30 today. With a two-hour break from 4 to 6, really, which isn't even really a break because I got to get this ready. So I work, like...
You say 7:30 to 11:30?
Yeah. I woke up at 7:30 a.m., pooped. Came in here, started working.
Okay.
This is 9:30, guy's in here now. Or 8:30. The guy's in here spraying for bugs. So we're an hour into my day. All right? And then I work up till about 10:15, eat lunch, come in here at 10:45, start streaming. Stop streaming at 4, work from 4 to 4:30, updating Twitter, adding clips and all that stuff. And then Chris gets home, I go say hi to her, we make dinner, we watch an episode of Modern Family tonight. It's 25 minutes.
Yeah.
It gets us to like 5:45. Come back in here. Start doing show prep and getting all this stuff set up. And now we're going to stream until 10. And then when that's done, I got to do the MP3s, put them on iTunes, write descriptions, post Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Reddit, put it in the Discord. I got to schedule the week's tweets up till Sunday. The clips that are going, so I got to edit clips, save the clips, schedule them out for all the social media, then upload it to iTunes, put it on Duo. And then I can go bet.
I have to make a 15-minute clip.
Yeah, yes, you do. It's going to be real hard to add a blank and then set the duration to 15 minutes.
It'll take that same amount of time as all that does. Yes.
Oh, I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's my day today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'll remember why. Why did I end up describing my day?
I don't know. Back to Bug Guy.
I don't know. If Bug Guy's in here.
Yes.
Oh, okay. The point was I don't make websites because I don't have any time.
But you said you worked before you started streaming.
Yeah, but I was working on stream stuff.
Oh, okay.
I was working on stream stuff, like updates for the layout, and I'm working on... I was adding merch to the website. Like, I just added a bunch of new merch for this show at Z-Swigs, and it's all on the Rapper Teeth site. So I've been working on a lot of stream stuff, catching up, okay? Mm. I am so... I don't have time for websites. Mm-hmm. So I had to just pull some websites out of my butt. Okay, are you going to look at the merch right now?
Yeah. Not raptorweath.com. Can't type.
So anyway, guy's in here, and I'm like, well, a lot of my clients are actually in Colorado, which is true. A lot of my clients are in Colorado.
Yep.
And then I was just trying to be, you know, like myself, you know, because now I'm doing a show. It'd be like if someone typed this in chat. Now I'm chatting with the guy. Okay. So I'm like, you know, it's kind of depressing to stare at mountains all day. And then, you know, you walk outside and you just see out there. And he's like, yeah, man, I'm from Mississippi. And immediately I think Matthew, because Matthew was in Mississippi for like 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, man, I grew up on the coast down there. And I'm like, dude, I'm so jealous. I love the ocean. He's like, yeah. Yeah, he's like, me and my two-month-old, like, we've been thinking about driving down there, but we think he's probably, me and my wife probably think he's too young yet. And I'm like, and now I'm just trying to be, like, cordial. And I'm like, well, I mean, I have a 9-year-old, not for porn. This is 9-year-old, my son sleeps here. Just want to make sure he knew that. Get that out of his mind, okay? And so,
Did you literally say not for porn?
Because no, I didn't say that, but I wanted to make sure he knew that. If I had said that, I think people would have assumed that.
Yeah, this guy's defensive. He probably does porn in here.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't say it. So I was like, I think we went to Arkansas when he was like 8 or 9 months old, and that's only like 6 hours, so that's not too bad. He's like, yeah, that's not too bad. We could probably do that. It's only halfway to Mississippi, though. It's a 14-hour drive down to Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I used to have a friend who lived in Mississippi and said, it must be cool to see the ocean. I've only been there like twice in my entire life, you know, which is a lie, by the way. I've only actually been there once. I had to do that math in my head. Yeah. I went to
Mississippi's on the ocean?
Yeah, he grew up on the yes! You didn't know that? It's next to Louisiana.
It's next to it?
Yeah. Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, and the Rosetta Stone is a real rock.
So Arkansas and then Louisiana. Yes. And then Mississippi.
Yeah, and then Kentucky's above that.
Really?
Yeah, really, yeah. Dude, learn some geography. It's not that many
states. I thought I knew the U.S., man. I apparently don't.
I mean, you should know the states within driving distance, probably.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, okay. Oh. I mean, I get if you don't know the difference between Delaware, Massachusetts, and Connecticut. That one I get.
I know that one.
Well, of course you do, because Britt would slap your head into next week if
actually,
you didn't know where Boston
know.
Was.
Oh, no, I do know the shape of Massachusetts. Yeah, yeah. I could figure it out.
Yeah, but you didn't know where Cape Cod was. That's a whole different story.
I don't know. What is that?
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Where was it? Rhode
Let's get
Island?
Get back to Bug Guy.
Maine?
Why are you doing this to yourself?
Where is it at?
She's mad right
oh,
now.
Oh, right. It's in Boston.
You're mad right it's now. You're making her mad right now. Why are you doing this to the poor lady?
That's right.
She's at home squeezing her phone so hard right now. So, Bug Guy's in my house talking about Mississippi. And I'm like, yeah.
Hurry up with this Bug Guy story.
You keep talking, man. So I'm like, yeah, you probably can't drive, you know, that in one city. He's like, oh, you can. It's actually worse to do it halfway. And I'm like, okay, dude, that's great. And he's like, yeah, so do some gaming in here? Because, look at this. Like, I'm like, yeah, man. What he did is he looked at my computer first. And he goes, oh, man, this is a store-built computer. You ever think about doing a custom rig? And I said, man, that's too expensive for me. I'd love to do it one time, but I just play on consoles for now. And he goes, oh, man, what console do you play on? PS4, Xbox? And I'm like, well. And then I did the douchiest thing I could possibly do, but I was too early into the conversation to know what I was bringing myself into.
Oh, no.
I gestured and I went, I got all of them. Because I do. Literally on
no,
this.
No, you should know to hedge your bets.
On this shelf, I have an Xbox One, a PS4, and a Switch. On the bottom shelf, I have a Wii U and a GameCube.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I have all of them.
I'm organizing this because it's so boring. Hurry up with your story. Did I just hurt you?
You're just a jerk. This story
Did
is
I
amazing.
Just hurt
I've been
you?
Waiting all day to tell this story.
Ah, finish it up then, man. Let's go.
So he's like, I'm like, I got him always like, oh, man, you so lucky. You're like living the dream life. And I, like, I'm not. I'm like, here's the part where you're going to hate.
Mm.
Okay? And then, like, we talked for a little while longer. Like, we talked about, I gave him advice on his son because he was 22. And that's the age that I had Aaron. So I was like, man, time's going to fly. It gets easier. You know, I made some jokes about parenting, you know, because he comes in here and he watches YouTube. And I'm like, should I parent right now? You know, made him laugh. It was some good ones. Small talk. It's really awkward small talk. You would have died on the inside.
I'm already dying.
No, you're dying just hearing the story. Okay? And And then he starts talking to me about how his wife works at a call center. But she gets to work from home, so it's great because she can spend a lot of time with the kid. And he goes, but I'm just a bug man. He's like, I ain't like you. He goes, you go to college? And I'm like, no, I didn't go to college. He's like, how'd you learn all this? And then I had to give him my life story because I can't just be like, by doing it, because then I'm a douche. So then I had to tell him that I was into radio and then I wanted to learn like how to do podcasts. So I had to learn how to audio, build websites, make video, and I just kind of learned it by doing. And he's like, hey, man, you got any advice you could give me? And I'm like, I am $30,000 in debt and I'm unemployed. Why do you want my advice? Because the man thinks I'm living the dream, dude. Because he's the bug man and I'm in here doing this every day. Am I living the dream?
I mean, your dream?
Well, yeah, but it's not the dream.
It's your dream, so to you, it's the dream.
Yeah, but see, the thing is that, like, that's all perspective, right? Like, you're kind of living the dream.
No.
I think, but you are.
No.
You can pay all your bills, you got a nice car, your parents love you, you got a girl with boobs. Like, what more could you ask for? You do have a dog that sucks. But other than that, great life.
Dog farm.
Yeah, which you're trying to get rid of, so there's a plus, you know? So you're living the dream?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
So I think it's a good moral lesson for everybody, you know? That, like,
to appreciate what you got?
Yeah!
God, could you have not gotten there any? Because
you're living someone else's dream.
Fucking sooner! Oh, you took up the entire show telling this bug story! And the whole point is to make people feel good? That's not what this show is about! Oh! Oh! You should feel shit! You should feel like shit!
I do now.
Good! Bring you down on the peg, Mr. I'm on a high horse. Everybody should feel good about their fucking lives because they're not dead or under the ground.
The point wasn't that everyone should feel good. The point is, because I don't really feel better, it actually made me feel worse because I didn't appreciate what I got. Like, don't you ever just want to sit back and be like, wow, I got it pretty good, you know?
I do that every day to avoid death.
Well, I have never done that in my life.
Well, that shows a lot.
Like, I'm happy with the things that I like, but, like, my mental state is always, this sucks, this sucks, this sucks, this sucks, and so 90% of my power goes to making that not suck. And so, like, the 2 hours a day that I can spend time with Chris, or used to be able to do this show with a friend, like, those are good times in my life. But then the rest of it is just trying to solve problems.
It's the worst.
And so I get mired in the muck of the problems, and this guy comes in and is like, wow, your problems are actually still good. Like, I don't ever take a chance to look and be like, I built this and this is cool, you know?
Like, literally minus out the $30,000 in debt, you're good.
Well, that's a big minus, brother.
I mean, that's a big minus.
I just made that number up, by the way. I have no idea how much debt I'm in. I honestly don't know.
Are you marrying into more, right?
Oh, absolutely, okay, but yeah. Not nearly as much as Chris is.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You are marrying into more.
Yes, because we're going to take
hers. You have more than she does.
Yes, but she also has some.
Gotcha.
We don't know what it is, because why count? Doesn't matter. Look.
You do.
He gave me a dime.
See? Yeah, no, you suck.
I'm not saying that I suck. He is, but I'm not. I
play the devil card all the time.
I'm saying that if anyone out there is like me, and you're like let's make it into like a really simple metaphor, okay? I have a scratch on my car. So then I look at the scratch and I'm like, wow, this sucks. I'm going to dedicate all my energy to trying to fix that. And so all you can think about is how much that scratch on your car looks like crap. Then you don't start to think that, wow, I have a car and it's a pretty nice car except for that scratch. Like, I never do that. Like, you know this. Like, I started the show today by being like, where's my 3-hour-long video to go on the brand new branded stuff that you just made, you slacker? You've been watching Gotham?
There you go.
Fix that scratch. Man, I just like that he's noise spamming us. It's the best thing. Well, that went about as exactly as I expected it. I wanted to try to get through Colby's black soul to get him to be like, yeah, you know, maybe Kylo wasn't that bad.
You created this fucking black hole, you son of a bitch.
I did no such thing.
You did. You were the straight cause of it.
No. It is that 3 years where I was in Manhattan
yep.
that I wasn't there for you. I can't be blamed. I'm not an absentee father. I blame Tone and I blame Bash for this.
They were pretty positive people.
Tone?
You're negative as shit.
Tone literally sits in the dark.
Oh, yeah. Well, now. Back then, he was all hopeful about life.
Maybe you're the black hole.
Oh, I'm definitely the black hole.
Maybe you made me this way.
No.
You didn't. I can't even do this. Why am I leaving? And I got divorced in 2010.
Was it only 2010?
Yeah, only? That's 8 years ago.
Ah!
Yeah, it's a long time. It's
God,
almost
I forget
nine.
It's that yeah. late.
And I got divorced in 2010, life. And so I looked for a new job, and I just found one in Manhattan, and Chris was going to college there, so it made sense. So that's when we...
parted ways.
Right, with Wichita. But Colby and I were still friends. I just didn't see him that much.
Yeah.
Like, maybe 2-3 times a year. And so... he got new friends that ruined his life. Except for that short period where he did Colby and Bash show, which was the greatest thing to ever happen. Best podcast ever. Mm-hmm. One day I'm going to put it up, but I'm pretty sure white people say the N-word on that show, so I don't think I can put it up. Not Colby.
No.
Not Colby.
No, Bash.
He said it all the time.
He did.
It was not appropriate.
He currently still does, and I'm just confused about it.
He can't say it. Like, he's not supposed to say it.
No.
I believe I was on an episode once, and I told him, you can't say it. Then we had, like, a discussion about why he can't. And I remember just yelling, you're white. Because that's really all the argument.
You're white!
That's really all the argument you need. And then I think we actually called a man named Kendall, who I'm acquainted with, who happens to be black, to
Did
ask.
We do that?
Yes. We were all drunk. And we asked him if it was okay for Bash
that
to say the
N-word.
That
was when we were up in Manhattan.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, and he said unequivocally, like, no, here. You're not allowed to use the
right.
N-word.
Just because you get the N-card from one black person does not mean you can use it anywhere.
Yes, especially on a broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because Cameron.
Right.
Black Cameron,
yes.
Has given both him and I permission to say that word.
Yes.
How many times have I said it?
Zero times.
Zero fucking, like, in general?
Never.
Even when we're alone together.
Right.
Don't say it.
He doesn't say it, because...
it's just not my word.
We're white.
I don't want to say it.
I'm even whiter than him.
It makes me feel awkward.
He
I don't
can say
it
if he has some black in him. He don't.
He does not.
He doesn't.
There might be some Mexican, but I don't know.
Really?
You remember he always introduced himself back when he was really young, that he was found in a bush by Mexico. A boosh.
What?
And he pronounced it like that.
What?
Yeah. He's originally from Texas? That's where his dad
That's
is.
That's not true, though, right? Like, he wasn't really.
Oh, no, definitely not. His mother and father are both very white. The man's bald at 25. Like, he's white as shit.
He's so white. He's very, very white. Yeah. Yeah. Do you follow him on Snapchat, by the way?
No.
Because we're talking about strangers that no one cares about.
I might, but I never check Snapchat.
It's maybe once a month he'll post a selfie, and it just says, have a great day.
I know, the one time I looked at his story, it was that, and I'm like, thanks, Bash.
He's like, why is he doing this?
I don't know, man. He posted Facebook like crazy, though.
See, I'm not on Facebook,
He
so
posted
I don't know.
Facebook like crazy. Like, not stuff, just reposts.
Yeah,
shit.
Well, I think that, isn't that what Facebook is? That's why I left Facebook.
Oh, yeah. No, I was looking at it in the car, because I came here too early.
Right.
Before the show.
And so you didn't come upstairs?
Nah, I was looking at Facebook in the
car.
You
just sat in the parking lot, on Facebook?
Yeah. Oh, I just wanted to check Facebook real quick. I got 3 posts in, and then I left, and then came up here. Because I...
Do you hate me, man?
Yeah. No! Because I want to talk to you, yet I don't want to talk
about shit. No, I get
it. It's not on the air.
I get it.
We could probably talk about things that we can't talk about on the air before then.
Yeah, like our love of the N-word.
Oh, yeah.
That's a joke.
Yeah.
Please don't tweet about... well, tweet about us, but not about that part. Can we edit this out? That was a good joke.
Just put it as a clip on Twitter.
Go for Colby.
Fuck
him. Yeah, we'll joke about it, then they can't. So, Ball and Hobo says, his new friends ruined his life. What'd they do? Introduce you to Coke or something? Yeah.
Allegedly.
I don't know the statutes of limitations on drug use, but let's just say no. I winked, Ren. He's listening, so. And audio people. I just want to make sure they knew. I winked very deliberately. I haven't even had vodka tonight. This whole bottle is full of liquor and I haven't had one drink. This is all me sober.
Is that all vodka?
I'm not going to answer that.
No, there's some Sprite in there. I can see the bubbles. Don't lie to me.
A little bit of Sprite, yeah. I poured that.
Probably half an
hour. You know what Chris said to me?
What?
She goes, "Oh, you're having that vodka again?" And I go, "Yeah, it's great." And she goes, "That means you're going to be loud, you're going to be late, and you're going to go long." And I go, "Sorry." Well, honestly, my first instinct was, wow, she used a radio term, go long. And I was so proud of my influence on her, you know, that we went long, like, you know.
It was fun. That game is fun.
We can go till 3 a.m.
I also like just making you scared. Because yeah, well, that one clip where I yelled at you was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Like, I get loud. Although Colby did yell at me that I wasn't loud.
Yes. I mean, earlier when you were telling that whole dumb fucking bug guy story, I yelled at you after that. And that was really loud.
It was loud.
And I knew it was loud. I just didn't
That story was great, by the way.
Because it needed.
It's just about reevaluating your life.
Don't even try.
I mean, it's a good lesson,
except
man.
Accept the doom that you're in.
It's a good lesson, though. You got it.
Mine's better, though.
What's your lesson? Accept.
Just accept it.
Just
take it. Don't kill yourself. Just live through the shit. Just embody the shit. Let the shit wash over you and feel as if you're in a mud bath. Except it's really shit.
See, Ren says he's with you. But Ren's having trouble streaming right now, and he's, like, slamming his hands on desks and raging out whenever he drops frames. Like, if he was really embracing it, he would just be like, "It's my life now.
Yeah.
This is it."
Oh, no, there is so much rage involved with just letting the shit wash over you.
Yeah, but at some point,
I know.
Do you think Ren's
what
maybe
what traffic
like
is going to be
uh-huh.
every day I drive.
Why don't you take a different route?
Every day I yell. Yell.
See, I think I've gotten to the point now where rage accomplishes nothing. Like, I feel like
I want to get there, but it's uncontrollable.
Like, if I'm raging, like, at that point, it's like I'm like a tea kettle. Like, I feel like the kettle's getting bigger.
Some days, yeah. Sometimes, you know? I'm like, man, this guy's going real slow. Now I'll just deal with it. And other days, I'm like, move, you stupid whore! I will massacre your entire family! Like, move before you get cut in half.
Why don't you take a different route?
Because all routes home from my work are shit. They are shit. They're the worst. There's no possible quick way home. My best time.
Spin the wheel? Okay.
My best time of getting home.
Actually, I don't even have the wheel.
Is 8 minutes.
Okay. That's amazing,
yes.
Dude.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Also,
yes, it is.
I speed. But now it's up to 15, which granted is almost only half.
Uh huh.
But
I mean, 15 minutes. That's,
I want to die.
Everywhere in Wichita is 15 minutes away.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to spin the wheel. Why are we spinning the wheel? Is it just because Ball and Hobo told us to?
Yes. We do what chat says.
Spinning the wheel. Spinning the wheel.
Not too bad.
No shot. Wow, that is sad.
Too bad.
That is sad. Let me center this.
Beautiful. What a beautiful wheel that looks completely like shit.
It's not my fault, dude. Streamlabs,
I know.
Streamlabs does not have their fonts or something correct.
Can you upload an image?
I don't think so.
Well, then, yeah, that's shit.
They're terrible. Their stuff doesn't...
Also, I don't... Yeah, I was going to say, I don't like looking at it. It's all big like that.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely not going to put that up there. Also, Streamlabs has been doing this every time.
Why?
I don't know. Like, it's so unnecessary.
I've only seen that on illegal streaming movie sites.
Yeah, it does that every time on Streamlabs. Every
that's
time
weird. Maybe it's because it deals with money. It probably wants to make sure that your browser.
Or maybe I'm a hacker.
Shakur.
You know,
Shakur.
Okay, so here's what we got.
I can't menace. It doesn't allow pictures.
Here's what we got. We got the categories. So these are the actual things that spin. Okay, shot, no shot. Colby does two. Seth does two. And then you could set them. So like, I guess it's up to 20. Yeah. So half of it. I mean, maybe we should make it like if they go up to 20, maybe we should make it 9, 9, and 1, huh? Like that. Well, if like the amount you can have is 40, that it should be, and we have 10 and 10. No, that'd be 20.
Yeah.
I'm stroking out. What's happening?
I don't know, man. Turn the Colby does and Seth does up to 2. No.
Okay, so if the max would be
wrong.
The max would be 80.
I don't know what you're talking
right?
about.
Right? This is 80.
Yep. Just add it.
Okay, so hold on. What's this look like then? This is the best segment of all time for Ren, by the way. Oh my god. I gotta add it to this. This is why you should not listen on iTunes. Like, just don't ever do it. Yeah, okay, so now it's even. 4, 4, and 4. Okay?
Uh-huh.
All right, so...
So you could have 1, 1, and then, like, 4 and 4, right?
Well, I would assume... Yeah, so if we do...
Well, then that is the dumbest style of shit.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Like,
it's
we should...
It's all just factors. It's all just, you know, fractions.
So
why is
if
it,
we work under a guise of 80, like right? 20, 40, 60, 80, right?
Then do, like, 5 for Colby and 5 for Seth.
So 5...
No, not shot. There you go.
But that doesn't make sense.
It makes sense. Do it.
Okay, 5 and 5. We're doing 5 and 5. Okay. Save it. Should immediately update.
Because that's 1/4 now, right?
Okay.
No. That's 1/8. I don't know. I don't like fractions. I don't like them. And I don't understand them. Why is
the
text
on
one line?
You're saying that now the small part...
It's 1 out of 4.
It's a fourth the size of the big ones.
Right.
But it's not a fourth the size of the wheel.
Mm.
Yeah, this is so difficult.
There you go.
Nope. Why is
we
this so difficult?
It out.
Okay,
we
so let's change the font. Our font is Monsterat.
Okay.
Right there. Okay. So let's just save it. Now, the font never updates. That's the problem with it.
Okay.
It does look like it updated, though.
It doesn't, though.
I think it updated. Okay, so we can do an image for the ticker.
Well, that is stupid.
All right. Center image.
That doesn't
work. That doesn't even show up.
Doesn't even work.
It's not even there.
Good lord.
Streamlabs. Why?
We need to find a better element. I don't know how to do that, but...
Like, why? Like, is it just supposed to be one word? Is that the idea?
Maybe.
Like...
Just change it to...
So we do
just
shot...
Just change it to shot, no... Colby, Seth.
No. Colby, Seth.
There you go.
Like that.
Yep.
Okay, save.
That's the best we're going to get.
Why does it say on? That says on, right?
It does say on, man. I don't know how it thinks that's a wheel. Stream elements?
This is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Let's spin it again, dude. I think. Can I spin it from this thing here?
Probably not.
Spin wheel. No. It doesn't want us to, man.
It does not want
us to. I guess the idea is that when it's on... Why don't they put the ticker over here? And then it can be...
Great question.
Read it the correct way.
Can you, like, rotate the element? Does OBS have rotate?
I could do that. Yeah, I guess. I feel like Streamlabs would just make it correct.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Let's see.
Oh,
how
yeah.
do I do this?
Definitely would be
transform,
smarter.
Rotate, 90 degrees clockwise. That's what we want, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Bam. Now it's accurate. Look at that. Look at that.
So now if we put that right here.
We fixed
now,
the wheel.
Now we can spin it.
We fixed it.
Shot. Finally said it.
Britt, thank you. Thank you.
That's payback for you talking about Boston. That's what that is. Okay, so now let's
But it does say on when it's upside down.
Let's just go ahead and just fix this right now. Transform, rotate 90 degrees clockwise. Boom.
Boom de boom de boom.
Boom. Now we have a wheel that works.
Kind of works.
This is a stupid show.
Because still, Seth is and show. Seth and Colby are just so tiny on that fucking thing.
And I don't know why.
It's just dumb.
Doesn't make any sense.
Because it's a web element and their coding sucks. That's probably why.
How hard is it to make it work, dude?
Dude, because they suck ass. Just like your stupid story about a bug man.
Dude, I hate everything about who you choose to be. That bug story was great.
That
all
bug
right?
story was the dumbest thing.
That looks cool. I like it. You guys, you can't see it, so it's funny because of that reason. because he can't see it. So
he might have switched back to where he could see it.
Hey, man, are like you? A hot second? So you watch Mindhunter?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you watch Ozark?
Yeah.
Did you know what new episode season comes out tomorrow? You excited about that?
Got an email from Netflix.
Yeah, I did too. You excited about it?
I told Britt about it because we're trying to find a new TV show now that our lives are over because Game of Thrones is done.
But, right.
Yeah, it's...
Did you see the trailer for Game of Thrones, by the way?
Yeah.
They, like, showed nothing new.
No.
Did you see that Reddit post I sent you about the new trailer for Game of Thrones? That was
literally the one scene that's new. Or it might not even be new. No, could have been from season 7, I don't remember.
Been Photoshopped for all we know, dude.
Nah, it was definitely not.
Hey, hey, you want to see a magic trick, Colby? Watch this. Watch this. It's funny.
Why did he type one twice? One.
Well, it's because people who are trolls generally aren't that smart.
Yeah, they apparently can't type.
That's why. Start a fantasy football draft podcast? What? Wait, are you doing your podcast, Menace, but you're doing a fantasy football draft episode?
Menace, is yours the Jesse, that one?
Yeah, the one that's from Menace in Discord?
Yes,
yeah,
I listened that's to that podcast. Second episode. I forget what the spoiler that you were talking about was, but the guy you had on brought up a spoiler about something, and I immediately clicked off.
Spoiler about what?
I can't remember, but it was something I didn't want spoiled, and so...
What in your life do you not want spoiled?
I think it might have been Star Wars?
Star Wars doesn't have spoilers?
I think it was probably nothing big, but it was a Star Wars spoiler, and I clicked off.
Wow. Wow. Well, Menace, I haven't listened yet, because I've been watching Mindhunter, but I still plan to at some point. Just gotta get good. Ball and Hobo is also banned, by the way.
So. You should ban Brit.
I mean,
get her out of here. More fun.
I could do it. You want me to ban her?
More fun.
The problem with banning Brit.
Jeez.
The problem with banning Brit is that she's a mod, and so if I ban her, I have to remod her. Because for some reason, like, even if you do like a joke ban, like, it demods them.
Don't joke. I was joking anyways.
I kind of want to.
So don't even.
She's talking about, like, you know what it is? It's
that's what it was, Menace. You are correct.
How
it was
there
Infinity
a spoiler
War.
About an Infinity War?
They leaked some photos about. Now I'm about to spoil it. I'm not spoiling it.
I'm going to go listen. That got me.
Yeah.
That got me. See,
it
now
was like
what we're
photos
doing.
Photos of Iron Man with some dude. I
now,
forget
now
who
the
was
problem
about.
Is that we've given Menace mixed signals. Because, like, he's like, oh, probably shouldn't spoil. Chase his listeners away. And I'm like, spoil more! You know? It's whoever. Who do you want? You want him because most people aren't like
me. Yeah, you probably don't want me.
Yeah. Although the YouTube community, I think, is different. Like, doesn't YouTube spoil everything? So maybe we don't know what we're talking about. Like, is it like every thumbnail, like, like, Jon Snow is dead, and, like, the caption is, Jon Snow dies in the newest episode.
Probably, yeah.
Spoiler alert, you know? They do that all the time with video games, and people complain about it on Reddit all the time.
Really?
Like, they'll show the thumbnail is the spoiler, and they're like, you won't believe what happens. You know? And it's like, well, we know, because we see it in the thumbnail.
They
big.
Do that, yeah.
It's hilarious. So, but what are you going to do, you know? Ban them, so. By the way, I'm also getting the new Destiny. It's Tuesday.
I saw a trailer for that when I was scrolling Facebook.
Dude, isn't that
earlier.
Trailer really? Did you watch that trailer?
Not the whole thing, but I saw the new elf-looking man or whatever. He
Dude,
is.
Did you? Well, he's in Destiny 1. Actually, he's not that new. Did no, you? Really. Did you? Did you listen to it?
No.
Okay. Well, Nathan Fillion, you know, voices Cade 6. He doesn't anymore.
Oh, really?
Every instance of Cade 6 in those videos is the guy who does the voice of Nathan Drake, Nolan North, doing a Nathan Fillion impression.
Well, that works out.
And it sounds exactly the same.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. If you didn't know that, I don't think you'd know.
Why did he stop doing it?
Nathan, I don't think he stopped. I think they didn't want to pay him because they're killing him in this game, and so they didn't want to pay him for two trailers, would be my guess. And so Nolan North does the voice of Ghost, so he's probably got, like, unlimited contract. So they're just like, by the way,
most likely.
Your ghost sounds like Nathan Fillion, and your ghost name is Cade 6. You can't fool me. That's contract.
Contract.
Like, let me just play, like, a second of it. Because it's actually amazing. Not callous. What am I doing? I can't believe this is an autocorrect.
God, hurry the fuck.
Dude, I will end you.
I'm so impatient. Good shot.
Shut up. It's about the audio anyway. No, I don't want to cast it to my TV. Get out of here. Say, just listen to him.
Never felt better.
Isn't that weird?
I need more.
You see on. That, Petra? Petra? Guardian?
Must have knocked out the cum relays with that spectacular.
That's pretty damn
cool. Isn't that amazing? I mean, it sounds a little Drakey. It does, but...
And cue the ominous music.
I feel like if you didn't know...
But he's got that undertone kind of growl of him.
Back in your cages.
See, that to me, that sounds like Drake. And when he yells, it sounds like Drake.
I said, back in your cages.
Like, that's less Nathan Fillion. But, like, all the small talk to me, man, that sounds just like Nathan Fillion. Yeah. I'm amazed that the people can do that with their voices, man. That just amazes me.
That man is crazy.
Like, and people were, people when they first came out with the trailer at E3, they're like, that Nathan Fillion must have had a cold or something. Like, people picked, like, some people were like, this doesn't sound like Nathan Fillion. And then Bungie came out like, it's, and like, well, Bungie never said anything because they're pieces of garbage, but Nathan Fillion tweeted, I'm not in this. And so then Bungie's like, yeah, we got a Nolan North to do it. Yeah, we were going to tell you, though, but it was going to cost you $40. Yeah, I'm getting Destiny 2 because my son came out to me and he goes, I've got birthday money. Can you buy Forsaken with it? So I'm like, okay. So he's buying it.
What?
Yeah, he wants it, apparently. I mean, literally, this is not a joke. He was in here yesterday playing Destiny, and he was playing the Crucible, which is their PvP, and I heard him go, ah, I hate this game! So I guess that's good reason to buy it, but it's his birthday money. If he wants to buy Forsaken, he can buy Forsaken. So
that's hilarious.
Yeah, that's he may have gotten my rage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see how that's not inherited.
Yeah.
I got it just from, like,
just osmosis being near me, yeah. All right, well, speaking of rage, we got to go play a video game that's going to scare me. So if you're new around here, I'm Seth. He's Colby. We do a podcast twice a week called The Seth and Colby Show, where we talk about our lives, and I talk about bug people. And apparently it's not a good story,
It's a terrible story.
I thought it was great.
It was way too motivational.
I thought it was one of the best stories I've ever told.
Nope.
Too positive. Got to bring it down. Yep. Talk negative. Talk about dead people next week. Okay? So, yeah, we do that. Every Thursday, which is today, after the episode, we play games. Colby generally plays a new game chosen by chat, but he does have the option, if he really enjoys a game, to play it continually until he no longer enjoys it. Tonight may be that night. Maybe we'll get 3 weeks in a row. You never know for sure. Also, Colby just had a mild panic attack because he couldn't find his vape pen. I just want that to be... I saw that you do this. I saw you do that.
I don't even
that.
Think I touched it much this episode. I did. I know I did.
You just looked like just a drug addict much. Who had lost his drug.
Where is it?
That's what
it was. Where is
it? Where is she?
Gotham.
I'm Batman.
You're supposed to be a force for good.
Anyway, we do a podcast and we're terrible at outros. But we're going to cut. We're going to take a 5-minute break so Colby and I can pee. And we're going to come back and we're going to play Until Dawn. I'm very upset because we just cut Mr. Robot in half and he was like 90% of the reason.
Right? I'm very mad too. I tried to save him.
We did. We chose the lady over Mr. Robot because we specifically wanted to play the game with Mr. Robot in it. And then we sawed him in half and now he's no longer in the game.
Start over.
So. Speed run.
Speed run.
But yeah, so we're going to play Until Dawn here in about 5 minutes. So if you're watching live on Twitch, stick around. You don't want to miss that. It's going to be hilarious. Colby likes to... I get scared, and Colby takes advantage, and it's not nice of him. So
I do.
We're going to do that. Otherwise, if you're watching on demand, or you're listening on iTunes, or if you're rent, the show will also be here on Sunday, and we will be doing a podcast then, 2 hours long. I'll tell more stories about Bugman. He literally told me, by the way, as he left... I'm here every Thursday spraying for bugs if you ever need me to come spray for bugs.
Why?
Because he wants to hang out, I guess.
No. Why is he here every Thursday spraying for bugs?
I guess just in case there's bugs. Like, every Thursday he comes and he sprays the bugs.
There's not that many buildings. They can run through that in a month. It doesn't have to be every Thursday forever.
Well, I don't know, man. Maybe, if you get bugs on Friday, the next time you go and get bug sprays will
no,
be...
No, I haven't had bug spray since May.
I got it today.
My apartment sucked.
Well, I'm going to be sure to send Zach the bug guy over there.
Also, real quick.
Okay.
Superman.
Oh, yeah?
So, I'm giving Kylo to my mother tomorrow.
Permanently?
After work for a vet appointment on Saturday. But then I was like, can you keep him... for like a week or so and see how I feel, if I really want him gone or not, blah, blah, blah.
I thought, what happened to you being a failure and not giving your dog to your mom?
Anywho.
Okay.
I'm giving him away for the next week. I come home from work, and on my fucking door frame is a note saying that maintenance is coming in to change filters.
Okay, yeah.
That's always a shit pain for me because I have to cage them all day when I'm gone.
Right, right.
Don't really like doing that.
Right.
And I'm like, please, be any day but tomorrow.
Because tomorrow is the day before.
Fucking tomorrow. And I'm like, of course it is! Anywho.
Mine was today, so. I got filters and bugs today. It was weird. It's really nice, though. I mean, I told the story about the bug guy, but I know the head of maintenance here now. He's the guy who was here fixing our air conditioning while you were dancing, by the way.
Oh, that one?
Yeah, we had a good conversation about that. But, like, he knows to come before, like, 11 so I can... He doesn't interrupt my stream, and it's really nice. But,
lucky you!
But he comes in, and he just fixes the stuff. We make small talk while he's fixing it, and then he leaves.
Right.
He doesn't get advice about my dream life. Yeah.
Right.
I should have just been like, end it now before it's too late. That's what I should have told him.
Goodbye.
Type
the goodbye.
Are you really that done?
Yeah.
You ready to play Until Dawn?
I just want to get my rage out.
Okay, man. By rage, you mean you're going to scare me, right? Okay, well, here's all the social media links because Colby wanted that in there. So there you go.
Well, you don't always say all of them.
I don't.
At least they have them.
Well, I mean, we're not really going away this time. It's not goodbye.
It's not. But there they are.
Yeah. Join the Discord.
Good point.
Reddit, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all Seth and Colby. There's new merch at RaptorTeeth.live/SethandColby.
It's like barely new merch. There's not a whole lot.
Buy old merch too, then.
There's not really.
I'm going to add more. All right? It's on Colby's to-do list, but he ain't doing it, so I guess I'll do it instead.
I'm not doing it. So, I'm busy.
Yeah, making my intro. It's the idea. So
that's not good.
It's going to happen.
I'm gonna take 2 years.
This show will end September 7th. It's debuting.
Oh, that's the date?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I thought it was the first.
No, it's Friday.
Oh, okay.
It's Friday. Mm. I need it Thursday, though. No.
I don't think so.
I'm going to stab you. I probably would like it like Wednesday in case it sucks what you give me.
Yeah, it's going to suck. Yeah, it's going to suck.
Have you even opened it?
Yeah.
Have you done anything to it but
watch it? Oh, no.
How do you know it's not going to suck?
Real quick. Never mind. We'll talk about it.
What?
I was going to say, is the countdown, do you want me to do a countdown?
No, don't do a countdown.
Well, then what is the 3-2-1 about?
At the end, I want the countdown.
Yeah, right.
That I want to. I don't want like a countdown the entire time.
No.
Just a 3-2-1, I want that.
Oh, okay.
I definitely don't want a placeholder of people standing like a barbecue.
Well, I just didn't know if I was missing a clip, asshole.
No.
All right, so you want a 3-2-1.
Yes.
Okay.
Gotcha. Really cool looking 3-2-1, man. Yeah. Okay.
Gotcha.
All right, we're actually going to leave now.
We're gone.
You stay. We go. We'll be back in 5 minutes with Until Dawn, guys.
Back.
Yeah, we'll be right back. We love you.
Be right back.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Be right back. Bye-bye.